good to be back in the house of the Lord, and I hope that you prayed today for Brother James, prayed for Brother Mike. If not, we'll have an opportunity in a minute. I'm going to go over the announcements again. I forgot something this morning. Read right over it. And she's here tonight. I don't know where she went to. She was here. There you are. Megan Naff, February 28th. And Sister Jackie's birthday is March 6th. So I forgot this morning, so we'll make it up tonight. So everybody join me. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you. The last one is being single. They'll be different. All right, remember Brother Mike preaching tonight in the camp meeting there in a Harmony Baptist Church there in Louisiana. Pray God anoint and use him. I said I'd have the mission bucket out. I forgot it. It's right here. If you have a missions offering you need to give, we'll get it after the service tonight, or just give it to Sister Lee Ann. Let's see what else we got here. Don't forget Wednesday night. Continue on with our suppers at 5:30. Classes begin at 6:30, so make plans for that this week. Prayer meeting and cleanup, work day, Saturday, March 27th. Breakfast will be served at 8 a.m. We'll have a time of prayer at 8:45, and then we'll all join in together and clean up the church and outside and everything, probably kind of like we did last year, I figure. So it was last year or the year before? So we really need to do it this year. So it's kind of like we've lost a year, isn't it? It's kind of like, or it is for me anyway. I remember that camp meeting coming up April 7th through 11th. You'll be praying that God will do a mighty work in that, and souls will be saved. Brother Gene asked me to share this with the church tonight. I'll just read what he asked me this morning. I said, "Won't you put something in writing? I'll come here getting it right by that." So it says here, to the church, last Thursday, Sue and I stopped in at Ranch House Restaurant for lunch. A lady from church asked me about Camp Jack, and if it would be worth the money and energy it would take to fix up the old Armory Building, junior high school cafeteria. Camp Jack is named for Medal of Honor recipient, PHM3, USNR, and you said he was a corpsman, correct? And he is from Harrison area. He was from Harrison area. He was killed in action on the island of Iwo Jima during World War II. Camp Jack is going to be a services resource center. The service organizations, American Legion, DAV, and FVW will have offices there to assist veterans with anything having to do with their services to this country. The service organizations have spent between $20,000 and $30,000 assisting veterans in need the past 2 years. We've installed wheelchair ramps, paid utility bills, and food and clothing for needy vets. Yes, Camp Jack will be worth it. Saturday the 6th of March, the service organizations will hold an open house between 1100 and 1400, which is 2 p.m. Everyone is invited to attend. There will be a lease signing that day. Our only source of income is through the Forget Me Not and Red Poppy fundraisers. The Forget Me Not flowers are from the DAV, and the Red Poppy flowers are from the VFW and American Legion. Thank you, Brother Gene. And they were asking, you know, what all was going on, and they are involved. They are doing things to help the veterans, so it is a good cause. So that's the reason for the letter and everything, just so everybody knows what's going on and everything. And it's a good effort. Thank you, Brother Gene, for all.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Everybody get that?
What's the date on the March 6th?
You got it?
March 6th.
Did I read it? Yep, there it is, March 6th. All right. Way of prayer request. Pray for Brother James tonight. Pray the Lord anoint and use him. Pray for Brother Mike. God will use him there in service. I'll give you an opportunity for prayer requests tonight.
Pray for Alex. Our grandpa passed away this morning.
Okay.
Pray for Dad. They had taken him to the emergency room this afternoon. They think he may have had a seizure, kind of a problem, most likely related to his surgery, but they're running a bunch of tests. He's fine now, but the first thought, his heart had stopped and he quit breathing. But they're kind of ruling that out now. I wonder maybe. Now they're testing his heart to see if his heart actually stopped. But pray for him.
Okay. Remember Brother Jerry. Others tonight?
I just cleared that up. I should have said on her dad's side.
Okay.
If it was on her mom's side, I wouldn't be here.
We'll pray for you too, brother.
All right. Any others tonight?
So just remember them. And okay. Then,
Friday, to get some wisdom to be pulled out.
Okay.
I'll be as wise after that. I'm not looking forward to it, but one of them is growing in sideways and pushing the others around,
oh.
So it's been a nuisance.
All right. Remember Brother Charles. Yes, sir. Tammy's our nephew. He has diabetes, has to take insulin and everything. He has ketoacidosis. Did I get it right? Okay. He's in the hospital in the ICU right now. It got really bad. So pray the Lord touch him and help him. And her sister, she's been having real bad health troubles. And our brother-in-law, he like to never got over COVID either. He's still struggling with it like Tammy is. So you pray for them, that family. Others tonight.
Remember my brother Scott.
Okay.
For physical healing, but mostly for salvation. And my sister-in-law. And then I'm unspoken.
Okay. All right.
Remember our daughter Ashley.
Yes, ma'am. Any others? All right, I invite you to stand with me and let's pray together. Ask God to meet these needs. Father, thank you for this day and this time you've given us together again tonight. And Father, we just thank you for all your blessings in our life. Father, for all that you do for us. Father, you are so good to us and we just thank you for that. And Father, tonight you've heard, Father, the request of your children. You've heard the needs have been spoken and lifted up and you tell us to do that, Father. And we know that you know the needs and we know that you hear our prayers, Father. And we know that you work in each and every one of these. And Father, I pray tonight for those that are sick, Father. Lord, different names have been spoken here. But Father, you know each one of them. You heard their names as they were called out. And I, Father, I know that you're concerned about them. And I pray you would reach down, Father, and you would heal and you would strengthen and you would lift up and you would just meet those needs, Father. And you would help them in their times. Father, there's been many other names spoken, Father, that, Lord, we have loved ones, Father, that need you, Father, that need to be saved, Father. And I just pray that, God, you would just work in their lives and their hearts and draw them to you. And they would realize, Father, their need, Father, of a Savior. They would realize their need of salvation, and they would just look to you and call upon you tonight, Father. Would you please just have your way, Father? Lord, tonight as we've gathered, thank you for bringing Brother James, and I pray you will anoint him, Father, as I have already prayed, Father, that you will use him tonight, Father. Make it easy for him, Father. Hide him in the shadow of the cross and use him to share your word, Father, to message that we need to hear tonight, Father. I just pray you will help us and strengthen us through what will be shared tonight. And Father, as Brother Mike preaches in the camp meeting, I pray that, Lord, you've been feeding his soul, him and Sister Brenda. And I pray tonight as he stands, Father, proclaims the word of God, that your message would go forth and accomplish what you send it to do, Father. And I pray you would just make it easy for him to preach, Father, and just be with him, Lord. And I just pray that, Father, you would just do a mighty work in that camp meeting, Father. I pray that a revival would truly begin there, Father, and spread out, Father, throughout this nation, Lord, and that many souls would be saved, many lives turned to you. I just pray for a great awakening, Father, throughout the land. And, Father, people would turn to you, Lord. I just pray that they would realize their need of a Savior, Father. Please, God, have your way. Father, be with us here tonight. Lord, lead in each thing. Please anoint Brother Ryan to lead in the worship time. Help him, Father, and use him, Father, for your glory. I pray that you'll help us, Lord, to worship you together, Lord, and to lift up the name of Jesus. And you say that if you be lifted up, you will draw all men unto you. And God, we just want to be in your presence, God. We want to be, Father, gathered around the throne and worship you and give praise to you. Pray that you'll just have your way and you will lead us in all things, Father. Thank you again for everything that you do for us. Thank you for hearing our prayer requests, Father. And we'll give you the praise and the glory and honor for everything. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
You can be seated. Either hymn book tonight, someone have a selection that you want to sing. Back the book in the blue book.
When burdens come. Traveling through this world of sorrow, I'm on my way to glory land. I'll not turn back to tomorrow. My trials seem, I'll understand. I want to know more about my Jesus. I want to know more about my Lord. About
somebody else have one tonight?
306
in the blue.
Thank you.
We'll do one more if someone's got it tonight. Page
668. When I can read my title,
Melvin, I'm going to go ahead and ask you to come, and then Miss Mary Lou.
Not coming, they live like there's no end, but it don't matter what the world says, ready or not, he's coming again. Thank you.
Somebody else has something tonight on their heart.
Okay. sure the kids were fully dressed when we left, and I walked out with my house slippers, so I took them off over there. So anyway, that's why I'm barefoot. I'm sorry.
In the dark of the midnight, have I oft hid my face, while the storms howl above me, and there's no hiding place. Mid the crash of the thunder, precious Lord, hear my cry.
Anybody else have anything on your heart tonight before Brother James comes?
Testimony on my standing height to leave me here another year. It's been years since I came back from the hospital in Branson. 5 days in ICU on the side. He's asking you for a reason, and I just pray that I'll be able to fulfill it.
Anybody else have anything you want to share? Brother Kirk, could I ask you to stand and lead us in prayer while Brother James comes tonight to preach?
Heavenly Father, I just come to you tonight. Thank you for all that you do for us, Lord. Keeping us safe throughout the storms, Lord, and being with us. You said you'd never leave us nor forsake us, Lord, and that's your word. Lord, as Brother James comes to preach, I ask you to anoint him, Lord, make the preaching easy, give him clarity. Lord, be my couple to us. He also preaches, I believe it's tomorrow, Lord. Just be with him, give him rest and peace, and give him a time in you, Lord. I just ask all these things in your name. Amen.
Amen.
I'd like to greet you tonight in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. In these days and the times, they're different. Instead of drawing back, we need to lift. Just come a little closer. And He's got us through a lot, and He'll keep us through this. And so if I could have a title tonight at all, it would just simply be Walk a Little Closer. And I'm just going to read tonight. I'm going to try to preach. That's good. Just about gone from me. I don't work like I used to. But I'm going to read. Just going to do some reading. I may comment and I may not. And so, if you would, the book of 1 John. The book of 1 John, especially the second chapter, challenges us as His people in the way that we're living, that we, and helps us to, as His people, to look at take a look at ourselves. And so I go back and I read it for my personal, just for me, a lot of times. And so I want to look at it, the first two chapters of it. My Father in heaven, I do thank you, Father, for your love, your care over me, Father, tonight. Father, you know tonight, Father, that I need you, Father. And I'd ask of you, Father, Lord, that you'd help me, Father. Lord, I might be able, Father, to encourage somebody in some way. Father, would you just bless us all together in your word tonight. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard and which we have seen, which with our eyes, which we have looked upon and our hands have handled of the word of life. He's talking about Christ. Is he there? And he says, for the life was manifested and we have seen it and bear witness and shew unto you the eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard and declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that you might joy may be full. This then is the message which we have heard of Him, and declare unto you, that God is light, and in Him no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with Him, and walk in darkness, we lie, and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as He is the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. My little children, these things write I unto you, that you sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And He is the petitioner for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. And hereby we do know that we know Him if we keep His commandments. Let me just tell you a little story while I'm there. I always think of it in there. I pastored the church, me and Brother... Boy, that's bad. I'll not tell you that story. Ask me again. I'm having an awful lot of that in these days. So, me and Brother Wayne Ryder pastored the church together, and there at Green Forest, and many times as we'd come in, people had come in and they were wanting help for one reason, one thing and another, and Brother Wayne would always ask them. He'd ask them if they loved God, and most always they'd say yes. And then he'd say, "Do you keep His commandments? Do you keep His commandments?" The keeping of the commandments is our proof that we love Him. Did you know if you seen me breaking His commandments, you'd be just? If you told me that I didn't love Him, that's according to the Scriptures. And so, God is looking for a people, definitely looking for a people that'll keep His commandments. Verse 5, "But whosoever keepeth His word, in him verily is the love of God perfect. There, hereby know we that we are in Him. He that saith he abideth in Him ought himself also to walk even as He walked. Brethren, I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment which ye had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which you have heard from the beginning. And again, a new commandment I write unto you, which the thing is true in Him and in you, because that darkness is past, and the true light now shineth. He that saith he is the light and hateth his brother is in darkness even until now. He that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. But he that hateth his brother is in darkness, and walketh in darkness, and knoweth not where he goeth, because the darkness has blinded his eyes. I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. I write unto you, fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning. I write unto you, young men, because you have overcome the wicked one. I write unto you, little children, because you have known the Father. I write unto you, fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning. I write unto you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God abideth in you, and you have overcome the wicked one. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. For if any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eye, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of the Father abideth ever. Little children, it is the last time. And as ye have heard that Antichrist should come, even now are they many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. But ye have an unction with the Holy One, and ye know all things. I have not written unto you because ye know not the truth, but because ye know it, and that no lie is of the truth. Who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist that denieth the Father and the Son. Whosoever denieth the Son, the same has not the Father. But he that acknowledge the Son has the Father also. Let that therefore abide in you, which you have heard from the beginning. If thou that which ye have heard from the beginning shall abide in you, you shall continue in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that he has promised us, even eternal life. These things have I written unto you concerning that them that seduce you, but the anointing which you have received of him abideth in you, and ye need not that any teach you, but as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is true, and is no lie, and even as it has taught you, you shall abide in him. Now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, ye may have confidence and not be ashamed for him at the coming. If ye know that he is righteous, ye know that everyone that doeth righteousness is born of him. I'm going to go ahead and read. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon you, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Behold, now are we the sons of God, that it doeth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, we shall see him as he is. And every man that has this hope in him purify himself, even as he is pure. Whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law. And ye know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth has not seen him, neither know him. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might take away, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, for the seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. In this the children of God are manifested, and the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. For this is the message that ye have heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Not as Cain, who was of the wicked one, and slew his brethren, and therefore slew he him, because his own works were evil and his brothers righteous. Marvel not, my brethren, if the world hates you. We know that we have passed from death into life, because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother is abideth in death. Whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer, and ye know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. Hereby perceive we that love God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whosoever has this world's goods and see his brother have need and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. And hereby we do know that we know, and thereby we know that we are of the truth, and shall secure our hearts before him. For if our hearts condemn us, God is greater than our hearts, and knoweth all things. Beloved, if our hearts condemn us not, then we have confidence towards God. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. And this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son Jesus Christ, and love one another as he has given us commandment. And he that keepeth his commandments dwell in him, and he in him. And hereby we know that he abideth in us by the Spirit which he has given us. We'll go ahead and read some more. But beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they be of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know we the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confess not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this spirit is spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is in the world. Ye are of God, little children, overcome, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God, he that knoweth God heareth me. Us, as he that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And every one that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. And this was manifested, the love of God towards us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might be saved through him. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loves us and sent his Son to be the for sin. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. So no man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and His love is perfect in us. Hereby know we that we dwell in Him and He in us, because He has given us of His Spirit. And we see and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, dwelt in Him and He in God. And we have known and believe the love that God has to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love, but made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so also, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear has torment. He that loveth is not made, he that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. If a man say, I love God, and hate his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loves God loves his brother also. My Father in heaven, I've done, Father, what I believe, Father, that I could do, Father. And I thank you, Father, for your help doing that. And I ask of you, Father, Lord, that will you take your word, Father, tonight, that I've read, Father, and touch the hearts of your people, Father. And Lord, if there would be one here tonight that's lost, oh, I wish they would surrender to you, Father. Lord, that they might know, Father, that they could feel your love, Father, and your care, and know it, Father. And to know, Father, that they are saved from all the end time that's coming about. Father, I ask in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you, Brother James. Preach the word. The word was delivered again. Thank you, Brother James. He was talking there the one part about the commandments. If you love God, you will keep his commandments. And my mind went back to John chapter 15, verse 8. Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit. So shall you be my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue in my love. If ye keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that your joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. And Brother James, I believe with all my heart that's what God wanted you to do, to read that scripture, for us just to hear the pure word of God tonight. And I want to thank you for that. It's been a good day in the Lord's house. I thank him for the love that he gives us and everything. I want to share a little bit more scripture kind of off this morning. I read to you from 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 through 4. I want to read a few more scriptures there, starting at verse 5. It says, but watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I've fought a good fight. I've finished my course. I've kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all of them that love his appearing. Now, Paul had wrote this letter to Timothy, encouraging him and trying to increase him in the faith. And we say that Paul wrote that to Timothy. Well, God wrote that to us. God delivered that to us. And as I shared this morning, he charged us, Brother Jack, to preach the word. Preach the word, to build upon that foundation, as I talked to you about this morning. And Paul went on to say there, as God led him, he says, I'm now ready to be offered. I've fought a good fight. I've finished my course. I've kept the faith. These are the times that we live in that we need to settle that in our heart, just as Paul did. I've fought a good fight. I'm fighting a good fight. I'm not giving up. I'm not quitting. I'm not laying down. Amen? We're going to go on and we're going to march on. I have finished my course. I've kept the faith. And I read in the scriptures this morning, many have turned in a deaf ears to the truth. They're turning unto fables. They're not finishing the course. They're not keeping the faith. But I want to encourage you, Oak Lane, keep the faith. Be steadfast. Be true in these times. And let God be in control. Amen? All right. Anything anybody want to share before we dismiss tonight? Any needs? All right, let's stand together tonight. Brother Charles, would you dismiss us tonight, sir?
Lord, we do thank you, God, for the privilege that we've had, Father, once again together in the house of God, in the name of Jesus, and to hear your word preached and taught. Father, it's not just a social gathering for us here, Father, but we do gather, Lord, to praise your name, to sing worship songs unto you, Father, and to hear, Lord, the goodness and the truth of God's word. Lord, sometimes it may be harsh, sometimes it may seem hard, but Father, I do believe it's what we need to hear. Lord, and I pray that in the day and the hour that's ahead of us, Father, as Brother James read tonight, that we might keep the commandments of God, that we love the Lord our God with all our heart, all of our soul, and all of our mind. And as Jesus said, to love our neighbors as ourselves, Father, and all those others, God, to lay on those two commandments, Father, that we'll, with our lives, preach the word of God. Lord, with our mouths, we'll teach, God, those things that are true and those things that are righteous. Father, help us, Lord, not to turn a deaf ear, Father, not to turn away from the truth, but, Father, each day to turn to the truth and to live a life that is according to your word, Father, to lay our lives down, Father, that others might see that Jesus Christ is real, that the love and, Father, the truth of your word, God, would live in us, Father. We're living in serious times, Father, and as has been spoke tonight, we are in that last time, Father. As many antichrists have risen up, Father, men have heaped to themselves itching ears, Father, heaped up teachers, Father, listening to every other doctrine under the sun, Father, but not just coming to the truth and the knowledge of Jesus Christ. And I pray, God, that you'd have mercy, Father, on this country. Father, you'd have mercy on the churches, Father, that have grown cold, Lord, that have grown, fallen dead, Father, in their tracks, Father. And I pray that the Spirit of God would revive us, that we would turn back to you, Lord. Turn a deaf ear to this world, Lord, and open our hearts and our eyes to you. In Jesus' name, I pray you be with us this week. Amen.
Amen. One thing. How many of you looked down to see what shoes you had on when Courtney said she wore nice shoes? You're dismissed.